Watch, CA Governor Candidate Tom Steyer tells trans athlete, "I'm so proud of you for beating girls." By Amy Furr on May 30, 2026. California Democrat gubernatorial candidate Tom Steyer is trying to force voters to accept biological males competing in female sports, telling one transgender athlete he was proud of him. Steyer posted a video of himself talking with teenage athlete Ab Hernandez, who recently dominated state finals, bringing protests and outrage from parents and female competitors, according to Breitbart News. In the clip, Hernandez, who is wearing a dress and carrying a purse, told Steyer it was nice for him to be open about who he supported when it came to the transgender issue. "Most people support you 90% of the time, just not the 10% you need them for," Steyer told him, adding his team supported him 100%. Hernandez claimed people had outed him several times and doxed him, adding he felt there needed to be more protection. "I totally agree," Steyer replied, adding it was the governor's job to protect citizens and protect them from all the malign influences in this world. "And I take that super, super, super seriously for you. And I'm so proud of you for what you're doing. So proud of you for succeeding. So proud of you for competing." Although Hernandez claimed he had been doxxed, founder and CEO of 20Xi Athletics Jennifer Say pointed out his information was available online. "These are the published results of last year's state meet. It says right there on the CIF website where he goes to school. Publishing results is not doxing," she wrote. Steyer has made it quite clear he supports transgender-identifying males playing on girls' high school sports teams, even though there was significant concern regarding women's safety and fairness, according to Breitbart News. He went on to largely dismiss concerns from female competitors who are disenfranchised by having biological males compete on women's teams. "And, you know, as someone who played sports my whole life and loves sports and loves playing sports, they're more important things than whether you start on your high school basketball team," Steyer said. "And that is standing up for people who are under threat of death." Even though President Donald Trump warned California in May 2025 not to allow transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports, the state allowed Hernandez to compete and win during an important track and field event, Breitbart News reported. The outlet also reported at the time that Trump announced he was considering withholding large-scale federal funding from California for failure to adhere to his executive order preventing men from participating in women's sports. When it comes to the California governor's race, Steve Hilton, R., was tied with Steyer before Tuesday's primary election, according to a poll from the California Post. The poll, conducted from May 26 to 28, shows Hilton and Steyer tied for first place at 25% support each, the outlet said. Meanwhile, Fox News journalist Jackson Thompson asked Hilton about the transgender athlete issue. Hilton said the state passed a ridiculous law in 2013 allowing biological males to compete in girls' sports. "We gotta put a stop to it," he said, adding his plan as governor was to save girls' sports. "It's the Democrats that have injected politics into it with this really extreme ideology on gender the vast majority of Californians do not support," Hilton continued.